Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anybody else still really, really stuffed? I mean, you talk about being gluttonous. I hate myself. Not only after yesterday, where you almost eat yourself, you know, eat to the point of where you make yourself sick. Then today, and don't tell Stephen Howard Beach this, because he's been training me. I'm down like 16 pounds, getting in shape. I don't want him to know this. But then today, I have to go back to my mom's house to help her get the Christmas decorations down from the attic. And naturally, all the food that we left there yesterday is still there. She's trying to give it to us to take home. And you stop and have some lunch. And now again, so 2 days in a row, not as bad, obviously, as yesterday, but 2 days in a row, the gluttony. And look, it's the holiday season. You should be enjoying yourself and having some fun, but it's going to be nice to get back on track and get back into some shape. And look, yesterday was, for me, it wasn't really much different than the norm, but I hope people got to experience at least some kind of fun holiday, whether it may be limited gathering or a different spot, you know, if you're not traveling, but hopefully you get to spend some time with your family and loved ones and enjoy the day a little bit and enjoy some football as well. Of course, if you're not a Cowboy fan, I mean, how can you enjoy that slop? And I told you, be careful what you wish for, Cowboy fans. I told you, you all wanted Garrett out. Go the Clapper. Oh, yeah, Clapper and chewing gum. You wanted them out. You'd kill for Jason Garrett right now. Mike McCarthy. Super Bowl. Yeah, okay. We won a Super Bowl, Sal. Wouldn't you want that? He won a Super Bowl. No. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't. I'm not saying McCarthy's an awful coach. I mean, you can watch the game and you tell me what you think of him. But it just goes to show you, be careful what you wish for. It's always, what is it? The grass is always greener? Yeah, the grass is always greener, right? You always think something's better. Turns out that it wasn't. Jason Garrett, a better head coach than Mike McCarthy. Simple as that. I don't care that McCarthy won a Super Bowl or not. And that's not why the Cowboys are awful. We know they're awful because of Dak Prescott, but still, they were non-competitive in that game. And that was a game I told you yesterday I liked Washington in. Matter of fact, the only game that I've really been surprised about here with Washington was the second game to the Giants where they got beat. And the Giants have gotten them both times. Obviously, you know, the Giants got them the first time where Rivera decided to go for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game. They didn't get it. And because of that, and with the Washington win yesterday, and we know that, you know, look, Washington looked terrific. Running the football, Alex Smith, a good quarterback. He's their best quarterback. Forget Haskins and Allen. They're better with Alex Smith. So this is a different Washington football team here that we're going to see now for the remainder of the year. But they still are up against it because they've lost those two games to the Giants. And that's the result yesterday that the Giants wanted. Eliminate the Cowboys, essentially, as they're now 3-8. Get them out of the running for the NFC East. That's basically where we're at. Washington, Philadelphia, and the Giants. And, you know, if Washington can't get to 7, that makes the Giants eliminate them as well, because all the Giants have to do is get to 6, and they obviously have the tiebreaker. Now, there's a long way to go to get to 6, but this is why Sunday is going to be so much fun, because now you have not only a meaningful game with the New York football team, which is something I feel like we haven't had this late in the year in many years, right? I mean, well, we haven't. I don't even, what was the last time? The Giants playoff season, right? Where they went 11-5 that year, led by the defense. And, you know, they got beat by the Packers in the first round, the cruise ship, all that stuff. It's a long time ago now. So we have a chance that, you know, to see a fun game here, a meaningful game. The difference is, it is no more about, right now anyway, I know that the big picture, yes, it's about Joe Judge and Daniel Jones, but right now, this Sunday, it is about the Giants taking care of business against a team they should not lose to. If Burrow was there, different story. On the road, yeah, they should still beat the Bengals, but it's not like the Giants are that much better than anybody. But with Brandon Allen starting at quarterback, that's a game where now, instead of, well, that's a game we should win and should stay in contention, that's a game where if you lose, that is an embarrassment. That's a bad loss. Hard to have a bad loss in a season where you really don't expect to win many football games. Joe Judge first year, Daniel Jones still trying to develop here and learn second year. You know, there's hard to find a way where you can have bad losses in that type of season where really wins and losses don't matter. Well, now they're in a spot because the expectations have changed here due to the futility of the NFC East. They cannot lose this game. That would be a major disappointment. That would be a disastrous loss. I don't care how it plays out. You can't lose it. Daniel Jones, Joe Judge, that Giants defense, the offensive line, you cannot lose to the Cincinnati Bengals and Brandon Allen. Cannot happen. One thing if you lose to the Seahawks in Seattle, that's understandable. You lose at home to the Cardinals or the Browns, or you lose on the road to the Ravens, that's understandable. You cannot, under any circumstances, lose this game. Now, I'm not saying I would pick the Giants laying the points. I wouldn't. I don't trust the Giants as far as I could throw any of their players. Or coaches, for that matter. But this is a game that they cannot lose. This is a must-win, have-to-win, avoid embarrassment. Matter of fact, if they win the game, it's not even like, wow, what a great job they did. This is just a get-me-to-the-next-week game. Get me to Week 13 game. They got lucky when Burrow went down. Now go win the game and extend your season another week and see what happens in Week 13, and you can see what happens with the rest of the standings as well. But they had the results go the way that they wanted to yesterday with the Washington football team smashing the Dallas Cowboys. And it's funny, too. If you called me yesterday, and there was one in particular, I forget his name, Dave maybe, somebody called and predicted the Cowboys were going to win 41-9. I had another call and say he liked the Lions. Hopefully he listened and got off of that pick. I mean, the Lions, you predict that too. The Lions on Thanksgiving, like a tradition like no other. Anyway, Washington handed it to the Cowboys. And that's exactly what the Giants wanted. Not that Dallas is a big threat, but had they won that game, it would have been an impressive, you know, two games in a row. Plus, they were competitive against Pittsburgh, Dalton back healthy. You never know. They have some weapons, clearly, Dallas does. Although Ezekiel Elliott can't hold on the football. I don't know what happened to him this year. The guy's a fumble machine. We can make fun of McCarthy all we want. We know that without Dak, obviously things changed. And Ezekiel Elliott, it doesn't matter who's coaching. If he's going to fumble the football at the rate that he's doing it this year, they're not going to win many games. Washington, though, and this is why I said it a few weeks ago, everybody at some point this year in the NFC East, and I said it on the overnight, so I'll repeat it and say it again. Maybe people could hear this time. Every team in the NFC East this year has had people back them at some point. First, it was the Cowboys, then it was the Eagles, and then it became, whoa, the Giants, after they won their second game, oh, the Giants, they could actually win this division. Nobody was talking about Washington. And I brought up the game before the Giants game with Washington, saying that, hey, they win this division. They're right. They win this game. They're right there, thinking that they would beat the Giants, because I still think they're a better team, even with liking Joe Judge and the way the Giants have played here. But the Giants beat them. Shut me up. But now here we are, and all of a sudden Washington playing some good football, beating Cincinnati last week, manhandling Dallas once again. Washington now a team that is looked at seriously as far as being one of those teams in the futile NFC East that can actually win the division. But for the Giants, you can't lose this game. That's it. This game is so big now. For me personally, who's not a Giants fan, and you know, obviously I pay great attention to both the Giants and the Jets being in New York here, but usually on football Sundays, I'm watching the game mix, and I'll watch five games or six at a time, depending on you know how many games are on or which games are local. And to do that, I'm not having the Giants in isolation. This game, I may forego watching four out-of-town games this week. I don't need to see the Raiders and the stinky Atlanta Falcons. I don't need to watch the Bills and the Chargers. All right, Titans and Colts, fine. Maybe I put that on one of the TVs. But I think I may lock in. Big screen, Giants-Bengals. Let's see if the Giants can actually play well with the expectations raised as a favorite, as the team that is going in there expected to win the game and stay atop the NFC East with four wins, getting to 4-7. Weird to say that, right? Who cares what the rest of the teams are doing? Giants need to take care of business this week. You would, I mean, who knows what's going to happen with Seattle and Philadelphia. On paper, you'd say, well, how could Philadelphia, the way that they've been playing, beat the Seahawks? No chance. Well, it doesn't work like that. Sometimes crazy things happen. So watch the Eagles win that game. But still, regardless of anything that happens around them, Giants in Cincinnati, this is a game where they cannot lose. Not because you're really thinking that this team's going to do any damage in the postseason or that you're really sold on winning the division. You win a division at 6-10, what does it mean? You're going to get squashed in the playoffs anyway. But because of the expectations, the team they're playing, and the position that team is in, Daniel Jones trying to take the next step, has had a couple of good weeks in a row, can't lose that game. Even in a year where you didn't have much to play for, this would be a bad loss. I'm looking forward to it. Finally, some meaningful football here at the end of November for a New York football team. We'll get into the COVID-related issues that seem to just continue in the NFL. Yesterday, we had, you know, the info was coming down while we were doing the show before the football started, and it seemed like there was an outbreak, and then it seemed like, oh, no, it was just one coach, and then hours later, it was an outbreak and more players, and now the game gets postponed further, where it's going to be Tuesday night, and then that pushes back the next Thursday night's game to Monday. So, again, the NFL here through, you know, 11-plus weeks dealing with this COVID stuff, trying to somehow get through the season. They've done a nice job so far, but the window is starting to close. If they have another issue like this, or if they have to push any more games back any further, it's gonna be a major problem. You know, 5 weeks to go after this, not much wiggle room before you get to the playoffs. They're going to be crossing their fingers and hoping that they could somehow make it there without any, you know, having to play a week 18 or having to jumble the schedule around even more, have to cancel games. But we'll see. It's certainly been challenging. We could get into that. We'll get into the Mets, Yankees, hot stove, and a little golf as well. Now, I'm not a big golf fan, not by any stretch. I didn't watch, and sometimes I'll get into it. Look, if Tiger is playing well in a big tournament, maybe I'll watch. But I was intrigued today, I was entertained by the match. Still going on as I'm watching here and talking to you at the same time.